When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And this is ZD Donahue.
And before we get started with today's podcast topic, we have some overdue thank yous. Lovely thank yous to give to our listeners and group members. And this is kind of from long ago, we know.
It was from March.
If you're new to the podcast, right, though, in the group.
Yeah, there's a lot of new people. There's like 1,000 new people.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So if you're new, when we were closing our retail store, a few very thoughtful members put together a secret group and threw us a little card shower. When we were, closing the store and moving back home, and we talked about how kind of stressful it was what we were going through. So anyway, we're just going to take time out of the beginning of the podcast for the next few weeks. I mean, actually, I don't mean to brag or anything, but there are a lot of cards here. Just to say thank you. So I'm going to say thank you to Christy B. from Oklahoma. Thank you, Christy, for your card. It was very much appreciated, and I like the card is from the MD Anderson Center Children's Art Project, so I appreciated that. Christy, thank you so much for your card. She says our podcasts are fun and educational and inspiring.
She was really nice.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Yeah, wait till we get to Lonnie's card. I know. She's mean to us, but anyway. Okay, Stephanie Bateman's card.
Stephanie
says, and Stephanie is from Alabama, says, good things come to those who wait. Great things come to those who really go for it. So
she thinks we're going for it.
We're going to be great. Right. And she, of course, put that was the Hallmark sentiment. And her sentiment is, thank you so much for all that you guys do. Congrats on taking such a huge step towards building your empire.
Yeah. So I just need to also shout out to Stephanie that Stephanie is like my unpaid VA, VA meaning virtual assistant.
Right.
She is often welcoming new members to the group at all hours and posting relevant links for them to help them out. And also, I messed up her surgery thread order, and she's been really nice to me about it. So anyway, more than one shout out to Stephanie. Then we have Lonnie. Lonnie, who sent us a card. This card was
actually
made.
It's pretty nice. Well, it's not a mean card at all.
No, it's a nice card, and she said it's made by her sister, and it's like a steamboat.
I know. I wonder if they're from Ohio, so I wonder if this is on one of the rivers, like in Ohio.
Right, and
or
it
something.
Sort of, it gives me a little bit of Missouri nostalgia too, right?
It doesn't specifically.
It doesn't say.
No.
Ask your sister, Lonnie.
It's really cool.
It's a very nice card.
It's like on an unbleached cardstock of some sort. It's really neat.
So she says that she sends soapport and love from Nowhere, Ohio, and she couldn't put like a sticker like she normally does on her postcard, but she said insert perfect sticker here.
And then I have one from Erin Beauchamp. Beauchamp. And she's from Virginia. And do we have her sister or somebody else? Who's in her sister-in-law?
No, it's her. It's her mother-in-law.
It's her mother-in-law. Okay, is in our group too.
Jan.
So this one's velvety. So
I know it's like a velvet painting.
It is a purchase card, and it is a Hallmark, but only the best. But it's velvety, so it's got a flocking on it, to speak. And here's to all the great things that you were made to do. And her sentiment is wishing you all the best in your endeavors, your faithful supporter.
And don't worry, we won't share anything if you put anything too personal on here, guys.
Or too explicit.
Or, we'll have to mark it with an E, right? So Lauren Durr of Lauren Durr Designs, she sent us a sample of her dyed cone mills denim. She used her natural cone mills denim. She dyed it. It looks like a mermaid tail. And she sent a card, and it says, "I am all about you right now." And it has kind of a longer message of encouragement. But I really appreciated seeing the denim in person, Lauren. And Lauren's, she's from California. So, Lauren, for some reason, I always think you're from Kansas and that, like, maybe we might, like, meet up on a weekend or something. But you're from California. So we'll just have to wait on that for a little bit. And then I don't want to, like, choose favorites or anything.
Well, this is pretty much a production, but she didn't make the card. Student did.
I know.
Which means she must be an excellent teacher.
Right? This is compliments to Nicole.
Right. This is Nicole Bertram from British Columbia. And we're going to have a picture, I think.
Yeah, we have to share this card.
Because it is just like, because our picture's on it too.
Yes.
So, you know, it's just too cool. I mean, there's sewing on it. There is.
And they, like, printed this thing, like, on, like,
some sort
vinyl
or
something.
Cardstock-ish
stuff, right. And then it's got a button on it, and then it's got some stitching, and it says, "You two are so amazing."
And then the note is stitched inside.
And there's also, like, a sewing machine.
Like a 3D sewing machine with googly eyes.
It's got thread.
I know.
It's got thread on it. And it has googly
eyes.
It's,
like, so impressed.
No. So Nicole runs the Spool Sewing Studio in Comox, British Columbia. So if you are in Canada and you're looking for a cool place to sew, I follow her on Instagram. And I think that the shop's fairly new, actually. Like, I think it's, like, maybe less than a year old. But I really love to follow her on Instagram. And she's got all these pop-ups with, like, local businesses who sew things.
Yeah.
And, like, they'll come and, like, sew their, like, you know, garments or their
something they need for their business.
No. Like, they sell, like, it's who make stuff to sell, I think, most of the time.
Okay,
like,
okay.
And one of them were people who, like, sew cloth pads and people who sew, like, children's clothing. And it was just really cool to it's neat. It's cool to see her shop. So if you are in British Columbia, try to make it to the Spool Sewing Studio. And we will definitely have a picture of this. Maybe we'll just make it the featured image on the podcast.
It's like quite the production.
All right. Well, let's get to it. We promise not to take up too much time, but you all are very special to us. Thank you so much for your...
And there's more cards to come in the upcoming
episodes. Thank you so much for your support. We appreciate it. Okay. So I asked a little question in the Facebook group before we started recording, because we've got some topics, but every once in a while, it's nice to get some energy from the group, you know? You guys give us a lot of ideas, and said, "Is there anything that you want us to, you know, talk about as we record today? Something that would interest you or tick you off?" Because last week's episode was the vintage and, like, used sewing machines episode,
right?
And I feel like I tried to make it clear that we don't, like, hate vintage sewing machines or anything like that.
Okay,
but We definitely...
We think there's some misconceptions out there.
We think there are misconceptions out there. We were coming from a place of being a dealer, which came out.
I'm coming from a place of wanting people to be able to sew.
Right. Yeah. And I think that the people in our group who are like, "I love my vintage sewing machines," and I bet, I bet you're not crazy. I bet you're really, like, rational about your sewing machines. So anyway, it was not directed at you, but Julian took the opportunity to post a bunch of pictures of his sewing machines, and they're gorgeous, and he has a great time with them. So.
Well, yeah, he really likes it.
I
just happened to listen to our episode on the walking foot. Uh-huh. That involved, do you, use the walking foot with knits or whatever? And I didn't mean to listen to it. I was up here in the studio working, and I was listening to actually someone else's podcast. And, that was the next one that, like, came on my reel or whatever. Oh, my God, I sound so pissed off.
I know.
I must have had a lot of pent-up energy about the walking foot being used on knits.
Well, this is a really great segue because we're about to get pissed off all over again. Okay.
No, we'll see. I want to see if I can remain like
at calm.
Some, yeah, like some rational, well, you know, last sensible time, level of
whatever. Don't worry about it.
I
was a total hypocrite last time because I was like, no, Mom, like, don't talk. Don't just, like, complain about being a dealer. And then, like, second half of the podcast, all I did was complain. I was like, oh, my God, these people used to come in and blah, 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 and, you know. But those are the people that we'd see sometimes. And then I'm sure they're, like I said, they're these perfectly rational people sitting at home with their vintage sewing machines.
Well, there was a lot of rational people. I mean.
The rational people weren't
okay,
coming in and being crazy.
There's people everywhere.
But they like to go in public. Like the
They like an audience.
Yeah, okay, like, okay. Yeah,
they're needy.
Yes,
they're needy,
yes.
And they want an audience, right.
All right, now we're going to get into it. FBA.
You all have them in your family. I know you do.
Not FBAs, crazy people. Okay, let's move on to full bust adjustments.
Yeah, full bust adjustments.
Okay, here we go. We can just do this disclaimer at the beginning before we get all pissy, okay? We can do this disclaimer where we say, of course, there's a time and a place for a full bust adjustment. And if you have successfully made one on a pattern, great. You didn't do anything wrong. We're not banning them.
No, but I don't believe 99% of the people in the world need them.
Okay, let's get into it. All right. I feel like we see, now you've fitted people into clothing.
You're talking to me.
You.
She's talking to Ziti.
Ziti.
Mallory is saying this to Ziti.
Ziti has fitted people into clothing. You've fitted people into clothing for like 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. Just so you don't be like, don't be telling me my mom doesn't know what she's talking about. Okay. And then I feel like all of a sudden this term recently.
Right.
Full bust adjustment or FBA has gotten real like. Trendy.
I do too.
Okay.
I think if somebody sees a little crimp or a little crease or a little fold or a little, you know, tautness around their bust,
FBA.
They need a full bust adjustment.
FBA. Now, it's totally true that, like, a pattern is drafted for a certain size person, right? Like, cup size.
Well, certain
a lot
size,
of times,
cup size,
right?
Usually, yeah.
And the pattern maker may let you know about this sometimes.
Yeah, usually the big four, it's a B cup.
Yep.
Okay, but they also have patterns where they say a C cup, D cup is included or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you will have other makers that say, we are for a full bust.
And the Cashmerette pattern company, I've actually, just full disclosure, I've never made one of her patterns, but she says, I make these for these larger cup sizes so that you ladies who she calls herself a plus, calls her company like a plus size pattern company so that you people I sound awful so that those
you people
no so that those of you who end up doing these FBAs all the time don't
have
to
do them.
Yes, exactly. So me I wish I could have broken this down into a little outline beforehand, but I think it's kind of like coming to me now. So patterns are often drafted for a certain cup size.
Well, like I said, the big four, the standard is a B.
Yep. But
which means that there is 2 inches difference between your upper bust measurement, I believe, and your measurement over your apexes.
But also, look at the measurements on the pattern.
Right.
And before you do an FBA, if you've muslined this out... Make sure you've chosen the right size, right?
Well, and here's where we're going to get into it. Okay. Somebody's going to say, do I choose by my bust or do I choose by my hips or I choose by? Okay. My bust is my biggest measurement.
Body measurement, yeah.
And I would not buy a pattern by my bust. I would buy it probably by my butt and my waist.
Yeah.
Okay. Because then I would only have to alter my bust.
Right, so maybe...
If I bought it by my bust, then I have to alter the entire rest of the pattern.
Yeah.
Because it says I need, like, a size 16, 18. Now, in a ready...
For your bust, but for your waist, you'd need a...
Right, like, whatever, a 6. I don't.
Yeah,
know,
just a really big difference.
Right,
yeah.
I mean, in ready to wear, I know I wear a 4 in a dress, right? But I wear a 2 in a pants.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So... because nobody's proportioned perfectly like the garments that are out there or the patterns that
so
are out
you,
there.
So you first of all, before you do this FBA, okay, if you've Muslim this out, first of all, let's say do a Muslim.
Right.
Okay? And I hazard to say, perhaps, do a Muslim of a straight size before you go crazy. What do you think, Mom?
What do you mean a straight size?
Without doing an FBA first.
Oh, yeah, no. Your Muslim, honestly, really should not, the first draft should not have a bunch of alterations in it.
Because you don't know.
Because you could be altering the place that doesn't really, I mean, you don't know. You don't know till it's in fabric.
Now, I know that on, like, I'm not going to go too far into this. I know on the ginger jeans, I tell people to blend between sizes. But, like, waist to hip is a totally different ball game.
You're talking about a simple, you're talking about a simple side seam. You're not talking about,
darts,
you know, a shoulder to your apex or from your neck to your shoulder point.
Yep.
There's all these things that are involved.
So we would say, first of all, muslin a straight size.
Right.
Unless you really, if you really feel like you know what
when
you're doing.
When you say that, that's confusing me. I would just say muslin the pattern as it's printed.
What else do you think straight size means?
I don't know what straight size means at all.
It means not 16 to 18 or not 4 to 6. It means
a blended size. Like a blended size.
Yes, a muslin a straight size. You tell me if you guys think that's confusing or not.
It was confusing to some of you, I know.
Okay.
Oh, what the hell she's talking about? Straight, curly, what?
No, bent? Straight, like, you know, unaltered.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Muslin a straight size first. Say it again.
But I'm saying muslin a size without altering it.
Me too. That's what I'm saying.
Now, in my case, the one thing I do sometimes is I might cut a big whack off the hem because it's going to be like 4 inches
You know what you're
long.
Doing, though. Okay. Right. But if it's your first thing. Okay. Right. Here's the other thing, point in the outline that I know this is a big thing. Don't assume, this is why we want you to muslin that unaltered size first, okay? Don't assume you need a full bust adjustment just because you wear a large bra size.
Correct. But here's this would be my absolute first, okay, recommendation for someone who wanted to sew for themselves.
Hey, I know. Get a good bra.
Get a good bra. Fitting.
Get a good
Not
fitting.
Not just a good bra.
Well-fitting bra.
You let someone fit you. You let someone measure you, and you go into... Don't go to Penny's, okay? Or Sears, okay? They make great, you know, great tools, great tires, but they're not like in the bra business. Go to...
They're all closing anyway.
Yeah, they're all closing. Or Kmart, right? Or Walmart. They're not the, you know, later or for a sports bra. But I'm talking about something that you want to fit, that you want your shape to be the correct shape.
And, okay.
And the correct fit.
And the correct shape and the correct fit, if you're making a bunch of clothing that's, like, super, like, shapeless, you know, then you don't need to worry about full bust adjustments anyway.
Well, but you, know, but so you want to look your best in it, so you want...
Well, some
if
people...
If you're going to wear a foundation garment...
Right.
Okay, you need to go get a correct foundation garment. If you're not going to wear a foundation garment... Obviously, you don't care what your boobs look
like
anyway.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying if you're somebody that's like, I don't have to wear a bra, or I don't need to wear a bra, well, then work with your boobs, I guess, like they are. You know, that's fine. And that's okay. But, okay, you got to get that bra.
But if you're saying you're a full bust, I would assume you probably need some support most of the time.
That's right. So, what did Sam say her bra? Hold on, I got Sam gave us permission
to use her bra size.
To talk about her bra size.
And she does not use the full bust
adjustment. Well, spoiler alert.
Jeez,
Mom.
But what I'm going to say is, in a woven type pattern, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know. What was she?
Like okay, hold on. No. Here we go.
Okay.
So, Sam, then we're going to talk about three people's boobs here. Sam's, Mom's, and mine.
Because Sam, we're the only people we can do that on. Without getting sued.
Right. Sam wears a 40C to a 40D bra, she says, in ready-to-wear bras. Her bust measurement is 44 inches. Mom says she wears a 32DD to a 32G. Her bust measurement is 37 inches. Mallory wears a 36B, and her bust measurement is 40 inches, okay? there's only one person here who does a full bust adjustment, even though one might think that like a 40C or a 40D is a, quote, large bust or a full bust.
Right.
Okay? It's all about proportion. So don't just be thinking, oh my gosh, I wear a D cup or I wear a C cup and I have to have this full bust adjustment. It's not necessarily true. It's more about proportion. So even though Sam has the biggest...
proportion and shape.
Yeah, even though Sam has the biggest bust measurement in between the three of us, she doesn't do a full bust adjustment. I have the second largest bust, and I don't do a full bust adjustment. And you have the smallest bust measurement, and you would be the person who would maybe be making something smaller at your waist.
Right.
Larger at your bust.
And deeper in the cup.
Deeper in the cup. Smaller at the shoulder.
Right.
Right? Okay, so it's about proportion. Sam isn't here right now, but I just want to say that sometimes she gets in on this rant with us, and she'll say, you know, I got big boobs, but sometimes I just need the bigger size.
Well,
you know?
She also says, and I have a big back.
Yeah, she has a big back.
Yeah. She says, and you have a broad back.
I have a broad back. She fills out the shoulders of that larger size. She fills out all the other parts of that other size, as do I most of the time, okay? So, but you, like you said, if you went by your bust measurement at first, it wouldn't work. Okay, so that is... I feel like most of the pattern companies who recommend, who are talking about full bust adjustments, it's not like they don't talk about these things. It's not like they're, I don't want to blame like the pattern companies. You know what I'm saying?
For some reason, you know I feel like there's just a rush when somebody sees a little, you know, something that doesn't look right. Full bust adjust. And you know what? How many times have I walked over to somebody who said, this doesn't fit. I've picked up the shoulder seams and lifted it a half inch, and it went fell perfectly on them.
Right. So one of the reasons this came up was because of a post in the group. And let's take a quick message break before we talk about pages.
Wait. How long have we been talking?
20 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Time flies.
Okay. We're going to go. We're going to take a message break, and then we're going to talk about Paige's posts. Okay. Be right back. Is brought to you by ZD's favorite scissors, the 6-inch comfort handle shears that are on our website. You can go to sewhere.com/shop and check out the scissors in the collection cutting implements. So tell us why you like them so much.
Snip, snip. Well, you know, you said they were 6.5 inches, right?
They're called the 6-inch comfort handle shears. Yeah.
But the blade is only like 2 inches.
That's right.
So most of the room in these scissors is made for your hand. I can get like all four of my fingers in the one handle and a thumb in the other.
Yeah. And they're a little, the word squishy might not be.
They're flexible, pliable or whatever. Now, I have a small hand, so maybe some people are only going to get, you know, 3 fingers. But what I'm trying to get across is the handle is the size of a large pair of scissors.
Right.
Yet the blade is small, easy to get into, really good for those little snips. They're great for even trimming embroidery threads, things like that. They're very light.
A lot of people have said that their rotary cutter and these are what they use in their sewing studio.
It's just
and that's
about
what
all
we
you
do.
Need. It really is.
So you can, you know, we cut out all of our patterns with rotary cutter, and then this is what we use for trimming, notching, all that jazz, you know.
Absolutely. The other thing is they're not left-handed or right-handed.
That's right.
They're ambidextrous
shears.
So you lefties, you know, you can be real happy with a pair of these.
And if you're wondering if anybody actually likes these, you can go to the group, the Self-Sewn Wardrobe group, and just search for ZD's favorite scissors, and you'll be regaled with reviews about people who love them, who got them in their Dressmaker's Delight box. So once again, go to sewhere.com/shop and check out those 6-inch comfort handle shears. They are ZD's favorite.
So, sewing out loud.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're back. Okay, we're going to talk about Paige's post in the group, and she's making a Vogue pattern, I think.
And it's got a crossed bodice.
So crossed bodice,
which is not the easiest to fit.
Right, crossed bodice with bust darts.
Yes.
Okay. And you know what Paige did? She's making this dress, and I don't know what the whole dress looks like because I didn't do very good research, look it up or anything.
Right.
But she just muslined the top, guys.
Right.
Like, if you're going to go make a dress that's got a circle skirt on it.
You got a full skirt or nylon skirt, you're probably not needing that muslin desperately.
You don't have to. Yes, right. Exactly. So, okay.
Just the parts that are fitted.
So she does this muslin, and it looks real big on her. And she posts, and her post says, you know.
Well, see, I don't think it looked big on her in the front. I think it looked big in the back and at the shoulders. But go ahead.
I think it looked big at the sides, too.
Oh, okay.
I'm
gonna look at the picture again.
Yeah, I know. We're all okay. So, Paige posts. She says it looks big. I'm in the McCall's pattern group, and everybody's telling me to do a full bust adjustment. Okay. So, first of all, I said, "Look." Then she pinched up the shoulder seams, which
right.
I thought was great. I thought it was great she did that, and it made it fit a little better. But then there's still some pulling. Okay. But I did get to ask her. I said, Paige, did people just tell you to do a full bust adjustment, or did they tell you, like, size down and then do a full bust adjustment? And she said, well, some people said size down, but some people just said full bust adjustment. This thing's too big on her. Why would you just do a full bust adjustment?
And I'm looking at this extremely critically now. I love how we know what everybody's bathroom looks like. But
I asked Paige for her permission, hasn't answered me yet.
No, it's really nice. Well, we haven't let her last name out. I know what
Paige is. Yeah.
But I do think it's funny. We see everybody's bathroom in the
room. Yep.
Okay. You know, the first picture is face on, right?
Yeah.
Chest on. And I can't tell anything.
Yeah, it's a little hard to see where things land.
Except that the darts don't even look like they're even from one side to the other. And that's because, of course, it's probably not fitting her right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like, okay. The next picture is a side view. And again, these are hard because she's got her phone up, you know.
Right.
But you can see a gap in the arm.
Yeah.
So the arm's eye is not laying on her axilla and chest area there very well, right? So that might have been a hint to her, right?
Yeah.
But then the back looks really big.
Okay, so just what I'm saying here, I don't want to go into, like, diagnose Paige's whole fit problem here. Paige doesn't need a full bust adjustment right now. She needs a few other things before, maybe, right? Like, okay.
It's hard.
The garment.
I guess the other thing I'm saying is I have fitted almost millions of people, probably thousands at least, right? Tens of thousands, maybe?
I don't know about tens of thousands. I don't know.
If you think about the choirs I've done and everything.
But you made more than one garment for one person. Like,
right.
So you made all those garments. I don't know about the fitting of the people.
Yeah, probably only hundreds of, or just thousands.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. And I guess what I'm saying is I'm looking at her picture and I can't pick it out that quick because a photograph's hard too.
It is.
And I think, you know, everybody's doing their best to photograph themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But also when you're photographing yourself, you're also a lot of times contorting your body too. So all of this is really not easy.
No, but let's get back to full bust
but
adjustments.
But what I'm saying is, why is everybody just flying into full bust adjustment? That's my
right.
God. Why does everybody think that's it?
So
because it's trending. Full bust adjustment is trending.
I do. I agree that the full bust adjustment is trending. But there are other adjustments that can be made. Mom talked about pinching up the shoulder seam, okay, to bring up that shoulder to bust point measurement.
Right.
Or you'll see some people, they will slit the pattern and bring that up or
right.
whatever. You know, what did Linda Turner say?
Half dozen of one, six of the other?
Yeah. Which means like same thing.
Right.
Okay, so.
Same difference.
Okay, so pulling up. So you might not need a full bust adjustment. You might need a change between that. You might only need the change there, and you might need to shorten it, which
right.
I'm sort of like, that's
sometimes
not, that's taking out the volume.
Sometimes you might only need to shorten it, say, on the, like, inner side by the neck or on the, you know, or only in the arm's eye, and you need the length in the neck.
That's
there's
right.
sloping shoulders, there's square shoulders.
So your shoulders have a lot. So it's not just boobs, ladies and gentlemen, right?
No.
It's not only boobs. It's your shoulder width. Two?
Yes.
Okay, so we talked about... Now, of course, these things are linked. If you have a larger breast, you're going to have a longer point from your shoulder to the apex.
Not particularly.
Than a person of your same height, okay? Yeah. So if there was
yes.
a you...
Yes.
Say you didn't have one of your boobs, right? Okay.
No, it would be shorter, right?
Yes,
right.
It would be shorter.
Because there would be more, right.
That's
right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Of course, not all. But once again, like, you were about to bring up other variables that
well,
exist.
Sam
yes.
and I were just talking about how I'm not a very big person, but I don't have big shoulders. I have square shoulders.
Right.
They might appear big, but I don't have much of a slope to my shoulder.
Now, you know my friend Lauren Loney, and I'll just say her whole name. She'll love it.
Loney.
Lauren Loney, right? I remember.
Who just graduated from law school.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Lauren Loney Esquire. Excuse
yes.
me. She got boobs, I remember, because we were friends from high school. Okay. I remember she got boobs. I think it was like our junior year. And she has perky young breasts, but the distance from her shoulder to her nipple is so long. She's like a long upper rib
so
cage.
She has a long upper chest.
Yes. And we've talked about this before because I've like made her a dress before. And I was like, you have like your boobs are like low. And then below the breast, there's still like waist and hips and stuff. You know? But she has that really long
well,
distance there.
And because I am short.
Uh-huh.
People think that distance maybe should be shorter or maybe I...
Right.
But I have a more within normal limits torso and I have stubby legs.
That's right.
So I can't wear a petite is what I'm saying.
So,
I need the length.
So when you're muslining out this straight size, this unaltered size, what that does is it allows you to start pinching.
Right.
It allows you to start pinning. What Paige did, she started wonder clipping up her
mm-hmm. and then looking
shoulder seam and looking. And then someone, I can't remember who it was. I think it maybe was Ashling, said to clip in the seam allowance on the arm side to make sure, because that's a whole 5/8 of an inch there.
Right.
That's like almost 3/4 of an inch.
So what
you know?
Mallory's saying is the seam allowance that you have left where you're going to face the shoulder or where you're going to put the sleeve in, that's hanging out and it's hanging over. You know, ideally when you fit a muslin,
mm-hmm.
you would actually cut that seam allowance
just
out.
Just cut that off.
Right.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be there because you cannot get a proper look from the fit, right?
Right, right. Now, update.
Paige has a new one?
Paige has just sized down. Thinks it looks a lot better already. Okay.
Oh, where is it? I want to see it.
And I'll tell Paige, it is looking better. I still think she's got some pulling across the bust there. But, I guess I could just show it to you.
Well, her dart's hitting in the wrong place. Her dart actually needs to be lower on her bust.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe this
yeah, that's
bigger
another thing.
Size
the dart does not end at your nipple. It ends an inch and a half away from your nipple.
Right, right. So, but what did Paige do here? She muslined out that straight size first, and I thought that was a really good idea. And now she's sizing down. She's not cutting and spreading without knowing, you know, what to do.
Exactly.
That's well, right.
And, okay, so that's, now here's the deal. So let's say you're always going to sew from a Vogue pattern.
Okay.
And Butterick happens to be Vogue also.
They're all owned by the same place now.
They're at this point in time. Quick Sew and McCall's is the same, whatever.
Yeah.
Except I'm not sure they're drafted the same. That's the only thing I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, what they start with. Mm-hmm. But what I was going to say is, if I start with a basic Butterick pattern, say, a basic sheath, which is what everyone should start with,
right.
Okay, is a basic sheath. And I know it is 4 inches too long in my midriff.
Right.
Right? Well, maybe from then on, when I do a Butterick pattern, okay, I know with my muslin, I can probably take 4 inches out, especially if I measure it and it comes out the same as the one I did before.
Right.
Now, here's the deal. What if Sandra Bitsina has drafted a pattern for Butterick?
Might be different.
It might be different. She may be starting at a different place. But pretty much, if I have a Butterick pattern and I fit a sheath to me, I've got a good, and that's whatever, you know, I don't know if Aaron's ever fitted.
Paige.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Aaron. But is Paige ever fitted just to plain sheath?
Sure. Yeah, we don't know.
That would be everybody's best deal, is to fit a sheath dress to yourself first. Know that your shoulders, you know, need to be a little bit slimmer from this pattern, da, 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 and then go from there. Now, I know that's a lot of work.
Getting to know your body, though,
right,
is really important.
That's why I like the Easy Tee.
Yeah, and the Easy Tee does help you get to know your body. And I did a blog post about the Easy Tee, about the underarm curve.
Right.
And I kind of address, like, it has to do with the bust size.
Yes.
It has to do with bust
and
proportion.
And if you have a bigger breast, you need a deeper, bigger breast.
Bigger.
There's a difference.
Breast volume.
Right.
Boob volume.
Right.
Actual breast. Okay. How can I get this across? Okay.
When the mountains are higher than they're supposed to be,
not
normal.
Not just your measurement around your body. That's right.
I don't know how well we addressed this, because I said a sheath pattern, right?
Uh-huh.
And that is the best place to start. But also, when you go to these different styles,
yes,
it also might not be the right style for your body. And that's a possibility. I'm not picking on Paige. I'm just using her as an example. She's doing this crossover. That doesn't work on everybody.
Glenda is a group member who's been pretty active, I feel like I know kind of well.
Right.
And her sister Sandy. That she tried to make this, and she encountered a lot of the same fit issues. And Glenda she's a pretty broad person and a busty person.
Yes.
She's a weightlifter who has like a D cup, you know. So that's something that I don't want to say that, you know, it's a failure.
And like I said, I don't want to be specific about her. It's just that she really did choose sort of a good dress for us to talk about.
Yes.
Because it's that crossover, and I have problems with crossovers. I know Sam has problems with crossovers.
Right.
You know, there's other people that say, oh, they're the best dress in the whole world. Diane von Furstenberg certainly thinks so, because she sold 90 million of them in the 70s, and they're still selling. But they don't work well for me. Well, unless I want to show some boob.
Right.
I have to show boob if it's fitted properly.
Right, if it's going
to
cross.
So I wouldn't be like what I would call office appropriate or church appropriate, I guess, or something like that.
Right.
Right. So, you know, you wear what you like. You wear what you feel good in. But I also know that there are people that wear things that I wish I could wear that I'm just never going to look that good in.
Well, and there's just more to, there's more to understanding the patterns and the fitting than just screaming full bust adjustment immediately.
Okay. What about Sway Back?
Okay, we're not, no, we're, this podcast is already really long, but it's not quite as long because we cut out something. I didn't get the ice cream that I wanted before this podcast, and now I can't remember.
I guess
remember.
Now we've got to stop and go get the ice cream so we can podcast some more. And who called it a potty today?
Oh, yeah, Kate, she's from Britain.
That's kind of funny.
Okay, so we'll just stop there. We'll rant
a
little bit.
We're getting off the potty for a while.
The reason that this was a rant is because we think that people jump to this conclusion far too quickly.
I really do. And I think what it does is it frustrates people
right.
too much.
It creates creates more grief sometimes
yes.
than happiness.
Yes.
So just stop and think before you do the FBA.
And, okay, I've looked. I go to the internet. And I look what you guys are talking about, and I see full bust adjustments, and there are several types, and not all of them are what I would call equal. And I don't mean equal in the sense that good or bad. I mean sometimes they're adding volume in a different way. So full bust adjustment is just can't – it's being too generic.
It's overgeneralized.
Yes,
yeah, that's a really good
being too generic.
Way to put it because
yes.
you can add – boob volume
yes
in lots of different
right.
ways
and like when I add volume I have to be really careful not to add like shoulder width volume
right so that's why I don't know if we'll ever have a tutorial on our website. This is full bust adjustment. It's gonna be
our
like
a tutorial we'd on full bust adjustment would be that we would make a sheath dress and we would show you
well and I
where
think
we would take it in or out
as lots of the people who've written us cards have said. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to this new special place of publishing sewing media and patterns and courses.
Right.
And I think that the place that we really should go is starting with your body.
That's right.
Let's not start with the Pinterest pictures.
Oh, that and that's so hard too.
Let's not start or the magazines.
No, if I started with I'd have to start with like the Pinterest fails if
okay.
I was going to start someplace.
Let's not start with the shiny things and the new sewer
right.
fancy dress syndrome. Okay. Let's
yeah.
not start with that. Let's start with our bodies and
reality.
sew from there.
Start with reality.
And if you know about your body, then you're going to know what'll fit you.
And
what looks right.
You know, we just had
flat.
We just talked about the salmon
prom
dress not too long ago. Maybe it was, I don't know when
two
it was
weeks
published.
Ago, I think.
Okay. And someone said, oh, this looks so much better than how you described
it.
I
think they thought that I was like super slutty or something.
Well, no, the thing is, what I, and I shouldn't have, I didn't respond, but you know why it looked good? It fit.
Right.
And if it fits and it fits right, it doesn't look slutty. It doesn't look cheap. It doesn't look like it was your older sister's dress.
Right.
Or your mother's dress or some old lady trying to get into her younger daughter's dress.
Right.
Or what, you know, and, you know, that's something we can talk about is what's appropriate for your age. That's our next podcast.
That's a really controversial topic.
I know. That's why I want to do it.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think it's time for everyone.
Well, don't get to do the next podcast. All right. Well, you can get to us on Instagram.
Right.
You can get to us on Instagram. You can email me at mallory@sewhere.com. And maybe mom's going to surprise us all with the next podcast episode. So stay tuned.
I think it's time for everyone to sew long and sew happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.